What's up, guys? Welcome to an episode of Sludge Underground. Introduce yourselves, lads. Who you are and what you do.
Thank you very much for having us. I'm very excited to be here. I'm Matt. I'm the guitarist from a metal band called Sunken State. And yeah, let's pass it on that way.
Oh, sure. Hi, I'm Sean. I play bass for Sunken State.
Sick. I'm Duane, and I do vocals for Sunken State, and that's pretty much that, really.
So guys, like getting straight into it, like the fucking meme itself with Sunken State being everywhere, how does it feel just to have so much like positive reception in general of your music, of your band? Like, what's just walk me through that general feeling, because you guys are pretty much everywhere. Like, if any of the quickies that we do, a lot of the things, like a lot of the time people's favorite band locally is Sunken State. Like, what kind of feeling does that bring about you guys?
Yeah, so that's first of all, that's super cool. It's super like wholesome for people to love the music and stuff so much, and I think all of us really appreciate it. But it feels amazing, dude. Like almost like getting bigger and bigger. We had like shows, like everyone's like singing along to our songs, and it's like crazy because we like all just kind of like fucking around making music, and people like know it and like it. So it's an amazing feeling, like having people like connect with the music and with the band, and yeah, it's just super cool.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. I feel exactly the same as Matt. Like, sometimes it's a bit like weird. You know, it becomes a bit overwhelming where I'm like, wow, why? I can't believe so many people know the words, you know? Especially with parts where I'm like fucking screaming and doing shit, and people like know every single word, and I can like hear them, you know, especially when it's like a group of people at a live show. So that's pretty cool. And honestly, you know, we've been around for a bit. And the last couple of years, I feel like it really has picked up a lot, you know, in terms of just seeing us everywhere, and like you said, people talking about us. And it's cool, dude. I have to say, I really it makes me want to get out to more places in South Africa, you know, all the places that we haven't played before, like the PE and stuff. I know there's a lot of people that want us there. We haven't played Durban, so yeah, we're trying to make that happen as well.
It's super rad. Like the reception of things is really cool. And like I never realized it beforehand because I've only kind of just joined and done like one show with Sunken. So it was like a thing of like, oh, okay, cool. These guys are kind of big or like they do kind of well or whatever. But then like when we actually played the show, it was very much like very like Dwayne was saying, like moments where it's a little overwhelming and there's like a lot of really wholesome support. Like nationwide, which I think is sick, dude. So it's cool. It's really, really cool.
Like, I can only imagine it being as like completely surreal, to be honest. Like, for me personally, like there was the EP that you guys have released a little while back, and Solace and Solitude. And like I personally have a favorite track from that, which I believe is called Enter the Grey. And like I fucking dude, that's like my jam, dude. I heard someone playing it at a venue the other day, and I just sat there going, din, 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 din. Like, you know, because it was just so fucking hyped to be hearing it like out in the wild. Like, honestly, when I have like a list of, you know, metal bands that I give to people when they're like, you know, I'm into metal, but I don't know any South African metal. And like, I have a list of like five bands that I'm like, here, check these guys out. And you guys are always on that
Oh, thanks,
fucking
dude.
list.
That's
That's
amazing.
It would be Sunken State. It would be Red Helen facing the gallows. That no, that don't talk about that shit, Ben. I'm joking,
Yes.
but yeah. So like, you guys are always in that top list of like when I'm introducing people to South African alternative or metal music. This is where like you guys are one of the staples of like that I'm introducing. Like, walk me through a bit like of how Sunken State came to be. Like, Matt, I know you're originally from Durban and you moved up to Joburg, and not long after that, like, I started seeing news about Sunken State. Did Sunken State like sort of conceptualize and become a thing when you moved up to Joburg? Was it already like an existing project? Like, walk me through what sort of happened there, like how you guys sort of came together.
It was crazy, dude, because I like, yeah, I'm from Durban and I was in a band in Durban called Feast of Famine. Like we were like young, dude. So I was like in like matric and then my dad was like, sick, we're moving to Joburg. And I was like, wait, dad, but like what about like my bands and stuff? And he was like, well, like We just have to go, dude. And I was actually in two bands. And I was in Feast of Famine, and then there was another band that I was in. We didn't actually play live shows. They did after I left, but they're a band called Violence. Some of the Oaks are in Your Cynical Sanity now. So I had to leave all the bands, and I came to Joburg, and I studied like sound engineering, and I was like, I need to join a band. Like, I can't not be playing in a band because I've been playing in bands the whole time. And I like Googled, like, I remember like Googling and finding like these random, like weird websites that had like lists of Joburg bands. And I like used to take all the band names and search them in Facebook. And whichever bands only had one guitarist, I messaged them and I was like, please, can I play guitar for you guys? And it never happened. Like, they were either like not that active anymore, or they were just in their own vibe, or so it just never happened. And then eventually I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm just gonna start like writing and recording new music, and whatever happens, happens. And then I slowly started bumping into all the Sunken State members, and we just started like writing music together and gigging, and it just, yeah, just happened like that. So it initially started with me begging other bands to play guitar for them and them saying no to me.
Dwayne, what's your side of the story with this? Like, as far as I'm aware, you're one of the founding members of the band. Like, how did Matt end up in your arms?
Well, I was one of the lucky guys where Matt didn't really, he was looking for a vocalist, really, because he had Sunken State started, I guess, but it wasn't Sunken State really then, am I right, Matt? It was under a different name.
It was under a different, I can't even pronounce the name.
Yeah.
It was under, I remember it meant like sword or something in German or something. I can't remember. But like, so
But
yeah,
wasn't
like
the best, yeah.
we had some previous members, and like I ran into one of those guys in at that big, what was that music store called? That massive one?
Music Connection.
Yeah, a Music Connection. And like I remember hearing an Oak playing like Lamb of God, and I was like, sick. There's the other guitarist. And so I like got together with him and we started writing music together. And then I was actually at college and we were looking for a vocalist, and I heard screaming outside, like I was working in a project. And I ran outside and I was like, dude, like there's Oak screaming. Maybe they can scream for my band. And it was Dwayne like doing like a show at my college. And I was like, dude, do you want to do vocals? And it's actually a pretty cool story. So he was like, yo, I'm keen. And I was like, cool, let's book like a session. And we booked like a session at my college. And I hadn't even heard him do vocals before. And I like set up a mic and everything. And we recorded a track from that EP called Devastation. And those takes on that recording were the first time I had heard Dwayne as well, which is pretty cool.
I still gotta like, I gotta love that where he's like, dude, there's people screaming outside. Let's fucking like there could be like a disaster. There could be like, I got like, with our context, it's fucking hilarious because you know, like, dude, there's people screaming outside. You're in a life-threatening situation. You've got potential. Like, I know that's not the context of it, but like, out of context, that would be.
Yeah, dude, I remember that. Actually, I was playing. So I had this solo band that I played. We were called Militant Martyr, and it was just me and a friend who played bass, right? And I would program the drums, and then have like rhythm guitars also programmed, and then I'd play the lead and do vocals, and he'd just play bass and do backup vocals. So that was like, and we actually played quite a few shows and stuff. Nothing big, just to fucking like 20 people or whatever. But you got to start somewhere, I guess. And we played at his college because it was one of those where we were like, well, it's people, like we might as well fucking play. So, and dude, it's the last thing I expected, you know, to make that connection with Matt. That's really the strongest connection I've made in the scene in, dude, so long. Because me and Matt really like just, it just, like you said, after that first session, I was like, damn, I love this. And I really made the connection with the music. The writing, everything just fucking floats so lucky from there. And yeah, well, here we are now. Now it's the only band I play for. And yeah, for a reason, you know, we're really active, really pushing it. We're always like, I don't really need anything else, you know. Even it would be sick to play maybe in different stuff, but dude, like everything I could want is playing with these guys right now. Everything I'd need.
It would be cool if you want an origin story of how I came in. I would love to hear Matt say it, and then I'll
Let's hear it.
Matt, are you gonna tune us that one, eh? I know you
What,
guys
how
have
we
it.
said, how's it drawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll fill in at the end of if there's anything I need to elaborate, maybe.
Yeah, so like we actually, so our we had this old, well, actually, our, not old, but our original bassist, he left the band and he was just like keen on like moving on to like new things. And I don't think like playing shows and stuff was his vibe really anymore. And we actually, that was like, how long ago was that? It was quite a while ago. No.
Yeah, it's when we played Cape Town the first time. It's like
Yeah.
2 years ago. 2 years
Yeah.
ago now.
And we actually reached out to Sean then, dude. And Sean was like,
No, yeah, I
I'm
remember.
fine. And then we're like, fuck. So, yeah, we ended up like getting other members and stuff playing with us. And it just like didn't end up working out. And then we like tried again and we're like, come on, dude, this is Sean again. And then he said yes this time. And then yeah, it's been so sick, dude. Like it's been super sick having Sean in the band and jamming with him.
Dude, it's like having a crush on that fucking pretty girl, right? And then she doesn't really want you. She has
Yeah.
to warm up to you, you know, and you had to listen to us a bit and be like, okay, I guess they're okay, you know. I might as well give them a shot. They're so
Literally
into
that, dude.
me.
But it was cool. Like I feel like his entry into the band, like we haven't, well, we've had two previous bassists, and the two bassists like came and went in like quite a short space of time. And so didn't really have experience with like changing members. Like we were just like, sick, let's just get someone else to play and it'll be fine. And like we didn't realize the like process of actually bringing someone new on board. Like there's so many elements. Like first they have to be able to play the stuff that they get along with you. And like we don't like no one in this band like just plays. Like everyone's very much part of it and has like sections of the band that's like their baby. And like everyone's got like a big part of the band. And with Sean, like we took quite a while. Like we even played a whole bunch of shows with like backing track bass. And we took quite a while to like have him play live shows with us just because we were like, this time we're like spending our time on like working with this person and making sure everything's going to be fine. And then we all like announce him as like a member. And we did that, and everything was just super sick.
Oh, that's rad though, because like, you know, from my perspective, it was an announcement and then Sean was playing a show. I had like no idea that there was kind of like a behind the scenes courting, like, you know, like you said, getting out of the friend zone and getting into this relationship.
Yes.
We played a bunch
True.
of backing track bass shows, dude. Like there's like this plugin called your Mansky Bass. I don't know if you've heard of it before.
I think you mentioned it in a comment to me at one point.
Oh, I actually did, and it sounds so sick, dude. So we ran with that plugin for a couple of shows, and so yeah, like during that time we were like, Sean was there, like we were having band practices with him and everything already. And only once we all felt like he was ready and all of us were ready with him as well, then we played and announced him and played shows with him. And we had to make sure like we all like liked each other.
Yeah, Sean's perspective on this as
Yeah,
well, you know.
that's exactly what I was about to
Yeah,
ask for.
okay.
Let's see where he
Sorry,
comes in.
sorry,
Yeah.
sorry.
I mean,
Sorry, Sean.
no.
Go.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate in the sense of like I didn't know the guys beforehand. So I was busy. I was in other bands. I was like traveling with other bands, doing other shows and everything like that. I didn't know the guys. I saw them first time I think I saw you guys was Ramfest, the 2021, right before lockdown, I think. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know who these guys are. They came, it, to me, it felt like, and for a few people, it was like a little bit like they came out of nowhere, but then they killed that show, right? And I was like, cool, that's fine, whatever. A couple of things went by, and then I got a call or a message from them being like, yo, do you want to try out? And it was like at the exact time I was launching another band and I was joining Raptor. Like Raptor was like 2 months away from me joining and dropping an EP. So I was like, a bit too much going on. I think I'm just going to continue with this sauce. And then thought nothing of it, carried on, carried on, carried on. And then like time passed and I started seeing Matt at some of my shows, like scoping me a little bit. Then obviously like a few conversations or whatever, they exchanged the basses the two in the meantime. And then things kind of fell into place. And I got another phone call being like, yeah, do you want to come do it? And I was like, yeah, of course, dude. I was stupid enough. Then they did like, I don't know, it was like three or four backtrack shows, I want to say, where you guys just backtrack bass.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
and
can't
then
remember how
while
many.
yeah, while you guys, while they were backtracking those basses and everything, like we were already working on it. Like I was already learning the songs, we were already playing together and everything like that. So I was at the shows being like, this kind of sucks. I want to kind of play those shows. And then that whole process, re-recorded a new song, and then it was, yeah, just drop everything and go.
And we're like keeping it a secret. Like no one knew. Like we like just came from band practice with Sean to a show, and like no one knew. And we're like trying to keep it quiet. But people like started figuring it out, though, I think. They were like, they weren't hanging together before, and now they are.
I had to, we went to shows and I had to just straight up pretend like not to know you guys and just watch the show. And I was like, oh, that was pretty good. Let's see you around.
Oh, these dudes are pretty average, man. And like, you guys got like another EP in the works? Like, you've been releasing the singles. Are you sticking to the single method? Are you going to be like, that dog just distracted me completely. It is so cute.
Sorry.
Just like wrecked my train of thought. But yeah, so like, are you guys sticking to like that single method? Is that kind of the way forward from here?
Well, like, so we've done a couple singles now, because we did a track called Pure Hate, which was a single. We did a track called Abyss, which was a single, another track called Oblivion, which was a single, and then we just recently did one called I Am Divinity. They're all like hectic names, actually. Before they named, they like we like named them after like food. I Am Divinity was called, Carbonara.
There's
So,
another one, chili oil, and
yeah. So we did the whole single thing. Singles are great. Like you get like a lot of traction from singles, and they're cool. Like singles are great, and also like it's a cool way to like experiment with new sounds and stuff like that. But we also think that like doing like slightly bigger releases, like EPs and albums, they are important, like to have like under your catalog, because I think a lot of people are kind of under the impression that like singles are like the way forward. And yes, they're great and they work and they do well. But at the same time, like if you go onto like a band's Spotify and their catalog and you just scroll down and it's just like all of these different singles with different artwork and all of that stuff, like it's like I feel like your band doesn't have, like it's like I think it's important for bands to work in like eras almost, like if you look at bands, it's like they had this vibe with this album and then they moved on to this vibe with that album, and I feel like that is still important because singles and stuff, like I said, they work for releasing and for traction, but what do they become after that, once that's died down? And that's where I think like EPs and albums and stuff are strong. So we are busy working on an EP. We are a couple tracks down now, and yeah, so essentially this I'm Divinity song was the first single off of this EP that's coming out, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm like basically foaming at the mouth at this point. I do like how you kind of like described it with in terms of the singles and the EPs and the albums, like that era, so that kind of like that chapter, and it sort of signifies
Yes.
what sort of state the band is in. I suppose you could think of singles as like kind of like short stories leading up to like that
Yeah.
next sort of chapter. And like I do like that sort of concept as well. Like it's definitely
Yeah.
something to think about.
Like having like a cohesiveness is nice. Like when I let some of my favorite music, it's all part of an album, you know, and that cohesiveness is really nice. And I feel like you lose that if you only do singles, you know. So
And like overall, like some can say, like what sort of like do you guys have a specific like sort of theme that you're tackling in your music, or is it more just based on like a song per song basis? Like what sort of overall like ideas and themes are you guys tackling in your music?
So lyrics, I'll do like probably all of the lyrics you'll hear is mostly mine. Matt will definitely write a chorus or two. And it's mostly to do on things that I'm passionate about and what I feel, motivated to write. And that would be like state of the world, politics, animal suffering, humanity's plights, people struggling. And honestly, a lot of it comes down to us as humans being failures, to our fellow man and to our fellow animal beings, So a lot of my stuff really is about that and touches those subjects. And I might not overtly write about something specific all the time. I'd have lines that sort of I think people can make their own and relate to themselves. So I won't say that every song is like just this or just that, but I think every song has like its motivation. If you listen to, I don't know, we can take Swindler. It's obviously a song about people swindling you, backstabbers, people that are not upfront with you. They'll take you, talk bad behind your back and stuff like that. So I guess it's mostly about angry subjects. Because yeah, I do. It's really angry music, angry lyrics, and a lot of it is might not very hopeful, or it's very pessimistic, and sometimes sad as well. So yeah, but I think those are the themes that I draw on a lot,
Yeah, so from like a like from the instrumental point of view, like I think 90% of the time we just kind of write music that we're kind of into or music that we want to hear at the moment. Like I also think it's super important to have like progression in your sound, you know, either way you get cuck for it. Like when we went into like more of a bit of like a modern janty direction, some people were like, oh, but we like the more like old school thrash stuff. But then we also got like a whole bunch of new listeners and stuff. And like, yeah, I just think it's super important to try and always keep like challenging yourself and pushing into new genres and trying new things. And you know, like lately we've been super into like death metal and tech stuff and djent stuff, where before it was way more like groove metal and thrash metal. And I just like we just write kind of what kind of music we're into at the moment. And I got a seven string I know you also got a seven string not that long ago, but I got one not that long ago. And then I was like, oh, djent, oh, drop G, oh, and then it was like, exactly. So I was like, we have to learn it. So
there's no
like
turning
some
back
of
from this
these,
thing.
I actually have a song I need to show Dwayne, but it's like super genty. It's like arrogantly genty.
I was just thinking about how you guys had like your working song titles all being food, and it's so much better than mine because one of them is literally titled "Loot Fast, Eat Ass," and
Yeah.
it's like it was literally
I just
about
wasn't going to mention those ones, dude.
yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm on TV, dude.
That seems way more appropriate than what I ended up going with. Half the time I don't even know, like I'll look at these things and be like, fuck, I should have named these things better. So
Dude, and it's like Project 502, and you're like,
yeah.
okay.
Underscore, this is the 169 420.
Yeah. I'm
Yeah.
sure you
This is all guitarist problems, dude. Like people who write and you don't have lyrics, you're just like, what the fuck do I even name this?
Like, do you also have like song graveyards? Because I have one of those too, dude. Like where my hard drive is
Dude.
where my dreams go to die.
Yeah. 100%, dude.
I don't really have graveyards. I just have like like a post ton of Logic sessions that I don't even know what they are, and they're like beginnings of little songs and stuff that just didn't end up like getting somewhere. Like I'll write like a cool riff and then I can't go anywhere with it.
Dude.
So, and then it's just, I just close the session and don't open it again, and it's somewhere on this computer.
Oh, completely relatable. Let's and then in closing, where can people find your music? Where can people follow you, Matt? I know you do a lot of lives where you like do a lot of like writing sessions and practice sessions. Plug yourself as the band and yourselves individually as well. Where can people find you? Where can people like get in touch with you and just engage with your content more?
So I've been doing like some Instagram live things, and I'm actually starting a new game thing on it where I play a riff and everyone has to guess a riff. I got myself a little whiteboard and everyone's going to get points and everything. So that's going to be fun. And I try to keep it pretty local as well. So I play like local band riffs and stuff. But you can find Sunken State basically everywhere, I think.
Yeah.
So.
There's Instagram, which is the main one. There's Facebook, which is the main one. All the music's everywhere where you listen to music, basically Apple, Spotify, all of
Yeah.
those, pretty much. There's new stuff out now. There's new stuff coming pretty soon. There's new music video we dropped recently. So if you just search Sunken State, you'll find anywhere that you listen to music or whatever social you use with it.
Yeah, if you want merch, do hit us up on social media, on Instagrams if you can. And then we'll post it to you if you're not anywhere we can reach us at shows. Because I've had a lot of people ask, and I've already sent a few out. We just do like person to person or whatever. So, yeah, just hit us up on social media. We can hook you up with merch. And yeah, check out our new video and our new EP, Hunting Ghosts, Finding Demons, coming soon. And thank you guys for the support. We love you all. Much hugs.
Oh, lads, thank you so much for taking the time on this Saturday afternoon to have a chat with me. Much love.
Yeah, thanks for having us too.
Thank
Thank
you.
you, dude.
Bye.
Appreciate it.